And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, right here visiting with us today. One thing before we get down to gardening and the meetings and so on, as I recall, a month, maybe 2 months ago, you were pinpointing a certain date in the month of August, which is just past now.
That's right.
When we were going to get deluged by rain.
See,
what happened?
I was the only one that had faith enough to know that it would rain again. You know, I mean, they were getting ready to cut off my water, make me kill my shrubs and all that kind of stuff. And I had said August the 7th. Now, the deal is, I get these feelings. You know, people always say, how do you do this? So it's a feeling thing. It's kind of a divine thing.
I can tell by looking at you.
So what happened was, I think what I was feeling was that hurricane. You remember that hurricane?
Yeah, Diana, sure.
You remember?
Yeah, dropped 10, 12 inches of rain in Mexico.
It was right on schedule.
And normally, I'm going to have to give you credit. Normally, they do turn north. Had that one turned north, we would have had it. It'd been right on the button.
But I'm glad I was wrong on that because, of course, we got all the rain that we needed earlier, and had we gotten that, it would have been a nightmare as far as vegetables or planting the new marimum flower that we got here. It would have just wiped that out because it would have been too wet. So I'm glad this time I was wrong. I'm also glad that we got the rain. But those torrential rains, and of course that's one of the things when we're giving these vegetable programs around. This year, went out to Del Rio Tuesday, day before yesterday, had a nice trip out there, nice people. I like that Del Rio thing.
Yeah, that's good country.
And I was going out there, and every bridge I crossed had water on it.
Mm-hmm.
First time in 16 years that I've been here that I've ever seen water under the bridge going to Del Rio.
Now, was the Sinisa still in bloom?
Yeah, still in bloom
beautiful.
Out there. And most of the time, you have to prime the spit, you know, between Brackettville and Del Rio. Green, weeds, green, everything green out there. Unbelievable. So it's time. It's time. We have no excuses. We got plenty of soil moisture. Even the temperature is moderated.
That's right.
Hey, fool, it's 92 degrees.
Yeah, well, I wonder what the folks who talk about greenhouse, what do they think about this cool weather?
Well, they don't think. If they're talking about greenhouse effect, they don't think, obviously. But most of the time, and last year, I can remember vividly at this time of year, it was over 100 degrees every day.
Sure.
We were setting record temperature.
Yeah.
So things are wonderful so far this year, and no excuse for anybody not to get out there and fall garden.
How about the meetings?
I will be talking, my ultimate challenge is tonight.
Mm.
And of course, this will be the last Bexar County vegetable meeting that if you didn't come to Palo Alto, shame on you. If you didn't come to SAC last week, shame on you. So this is it, brother. If you want to hear some vegetable talk, tonight is the night. Now, nothing in life is free.
Uh-oh.
Nothing in life is free. So you've waited. You have procrastinated. And so what you're going to have to do is come and participate in the Person's Garden Club meeting tonight at the San Antonio Garden Center.
You mean the Men's Garden Club?
No, it's not Men's Garden Club
They've
anymore.
Changed,
it's
huh?
Persons. They allow all sorts of persons in there. There was all sorts of persons in there before, but now it's legal. So anybody can come, and we encourage you to come. That's going to be over at Funkston Place, 333 Funkston, I think it is. Right off of North New Braunfels, outside the gate of Fort Sam there, right, that first stop.
Was that 7 or 7:30?
It'll be a 7 o'clock will start. The hell raising will start at 7.
All right.
It reminds me of our saying today. You know, people say, well, why are you talking that way about that wonderful club? And they're a group of neat guys. They're just old and ornery. That's all I'm saying about it. A bunch of generals in there. You know what I'm talking about. It said, our saying for today, no matter what happens, there's always someone who knew it would.
Mm-hmm.
Happen.
Yes.
And
our other
saying is, and which kind of gives the atmosphere for my talk tonight, is always be tolerant of those that disagree with you. They have a right to their ridiculous opinions.
Yeah, right.
So that'll be tonight. When we get back, we'll talk about some of the change in the weather that's happening, or basically the change in the day length that's going to give us a beneficial effect on our vegetables.
Okay, and we'll get back to Jerry right after this.